If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Drive 959.
We've got drive moment.
Okay.
So, an area of your life where it feels like you are halfway there. How old are you? It is tempting to look at life and measure progress by what we've done in full, or the finish lines we've reached. The starts and the ends get a lot of glory. But what about the halfway? It's not exactly the destination, and it's not exactly the beginning. I like that part. It's not exactly the destination. It's not exactly the beginning either.
I have no comment. What?
Yeah, I have no comment.
There's no areas of your life that you feel like you've come a long way. Maybe it's been something that you're struggling with. Now you think you've got a hold on it.
Please respond to that one, because now it's like you're interviewing me.
Yeah, I am interviewing you.
Yeah. Now, which magazine do you work for?
Kaya 959.
Okay. Tell them.
Drive 959 column.
Yeah, I'm still like, yeah. Kidroch, eh?
You wouldn't believe, ne?
Yeah. Well,
but it's the truth. My confidence.
Okay.
I would come across as...
I believe you.
I would come across as very confident.
I believe you.
And then when I'm alone, I'm like... I doubt myself in a lot of things. I super doubt myself in things that people think I excel.
Come
you
on.
Know when you think, I was kumba la excel.
Yeah.
In my own world, in my own con, I know for a fact which nia flop a yebo.
Tata machan.
You've
taken 15 takes.
Like la to do this thing ever perfect. As you said.
Yeah.
So I'm halfway through my confidence, and yeah, I'm working on it. I'm not there yet.
So
sure.
So it basically means that when you're around your peers, ne, you're like, ish, my love,
it's
going to be
like
that's
what
it is, right?
It's always going to be like
which
that.
I think sometimes is a very good thing.
Mm.
To not be arrogant and say, I'm better than so-and-so.
Fully
you know,
confident.
The fact that you get butterflies when you see these people who are around you who are just as talented, then you don't disrespect you. I think it kind of gives you that positive
image.
Yeah,
you know what I always say, Glenn? I always say there's a queue outside for someone to do exactly what we're doing.
Or do it better than
or
us.
Do, yeah, there's a long queue
panda
to do.
Mara sba vimbi leng espanja, sba vali.
I'm really halfway through my confidence and being the person that lang funba
uwe. It's so funny that you mention confidence. I'm nowhere near it. I don't even think I am a milligram in, because it's something that I completely and utterly struggle with. I struggle with overanalyzing, overthinking, asking too many questions that are unnecessary, that maybe feels like then this is a justification. What syndrome? Batini? Imposter syndrome.
Mm.
That's something that exists in my life. Every aspect of my life, whether it's being a mother, whether it's me working, whether it's me being a friend, whether it always is there, it exists. So I'm nowhere near it. I'm hoping that one day I'll be able to say I'm halfway. but one thing that I think I've got a hold of is, and we were talking about it with Andy, is my health. I think for a very long time, I used to have like this plan that everybody had when it comes to their health. And ever so often I'd fail because it does not necessarily work for me. But I think I've eventually gotten into my groove, especially after COVID. I think I lost it all. I mean, prior to COVID, I think I had a handle on it. I'm more active. I'm more conscious of what I eat. It doesn't mean that I eat well every day, don't be lied to. But I'm more conscious around it. I'm more conscious on the herbs I consume. I'm more conscious on multivitamins I'm taking. So that I feel like I've got something going
halfway,
on. I feel like I'm halfway.
So you're basically saying sometimes you're actually unfair on yourself, too critical.
Yeah,
yep. Definitely. Is that the case? Because I think we've got the best job in the world, ne? But I think I have friends who do certain things, different jobs, who wear suits
that feel heftier.
Yeah, and you think, here I am. I'm in bed at 10 a.m. They're in meetings, and I'm only going to work at 3 o'clock. Am I really working that hard? Am I a hard worker? Do you know what I mean? Am I a hard worker? What kind of a job is this where I go to work at 3 o'clock when other people are up at 8, they have meetings, they wear suits, and they travel?
Are you punching at your full potential? And that's the thing of being underconfident, because being confident is good, because it will give you the boost you need to get up and do whatever you need to do. That's good. You need to have it. You can't be so suppressed that you can't even do a simple task. You can't. But when you've gotten up, now you are here, Skumba says something and you're like, oh, shucks, if will this matter? Maybe I shouldn't even say hi, Erikitul.
It has happened a lot.
Oh, driving my back gosh.
Home, you're like,
and you're just like, speak. Who cares? If it doesn't land, it doesn't land. Guess what? You are lucky there's the next link.
At 22 minutes past 4, that's Drive 959, an area of your life where it feels like you're halfway there.
Leave a comment. WhatsApp 063-688-0959.
So I feel strongly that my career in the entertainment business is getting closer to where I'd like it to get in terms of me being on television and getting into radio. And obviously one day being on Kaya.
Hey.
I mean, after 15 years of grinding, MCing is doing quite amazing for me at the moment. And bookings are coming in, which I'm so grateful for. And I'm living off of it because, you know, I'm being called for it. But I do strongly feel that things are looking positive and good and inspiring others to say they must continue, you know, are chasing their dreams.
Yeah.
I see profession and Marana Irenga Ringan Shaba. Yo, parenthood. Ha ha, guys. I have a toddler, ne? Yo, oh, you're not ashamed. I fake things. Right. I have to get myself into that. Speak the speak. But deep down, I keep praying that, Lord, I hope I'm doing this right. I'm not messing up this human being.
Yeah, parenting is a slippery slope. It's a wet soap. You know, just when you think you've got a grip on it, it's slippery. But if you're doing your best, it's okay.
Leave a comment. WhatsApp 063-688-0959.
We've got a drive moment, an area of your life where it feels like you are halfway there. These two, they are so confident. I call the confidence. Don't worry. Don't worry.
I think the area of my life is definitely self-development, because age has taught me that's the basis, that is the foundation of everything. When I financially, when I health, when I discipline, like self-development is the key, and it's what you need in order to start contributing and fixing all the other areas.
So for me, I think I'm halfway there. I'm dealing with it. I used to compare myself to others a lot. I used to tell myself, just because of so-and-so is there, I should have been there already. I should have been married, have kids, a husband, and. But I've stopped doing it because now I've realized we're on different paths. We're on different routes as people. So somewhere out there, somebody's wishing for the life that I'm living. So yeah, this comparing myself to other people, I shame. I've gotten the hold of it and I'm dealing with it. Gosh, NJ40, it's no longer happening again.
An area of my life that I feel like I'm almost halfway there. I've been doing my degree, I think I started in 2009 and I left it and went on to do something else. I did not study for that. I went back again to school, I think it was in 2023. And when I went back to in 2023 trying to finish my degree, it was like I'm almost there. I'm now left, if God willingly and working hard, I'm only left with 6 modules for me to graduate.
Sure, nice.
And I think, you know, what that lady mentioned, like, you know, the pressure of comparing yourself with other people, because that also creates envy and jealousy.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It also robs you of an opportunity to reign in whatever you are doing. Because I'm busy comparing myself to Skumba.
Yeah.
So the things that I'm strong at, I neglect. Now I want to be a comedian.
Yeah.
Now I'm diluted because it's not my path. Skumba can be a comedian, he can quara you or tell a joke and it comes naturally to him. Yep. Why am I trying not to be a comedian all of a sudden?
Plus, Skumba has 2 gigs. Skumba's
got a 3 p.m. show and a 7 p.m. show at Carnival City.
And he's doing a Castro
and
thing.
And he just went to Hyde Park to buy outfits,
a t-shirt
for those things. I mean, what am I
doing? I wish I was Skumba. You know?
Yeah, and you don't know the quirks size, so maybe you don't wish you was Skumba. Because I had the quirks size on a little.
Let me look at that giant and go and to quacking the way it is now.
Quack. Quack.
Yeah.
Leave a comment. WhatsApp
063-688-0959. I mean, I'm halfway. Guys, I am tired of showing love. They say it's not reciprocated. I'm tired of caring. I'm tired of ignore. If I don't call, you don't call. So I said to them,
it's definitely controlling my thoughts. I feel like I'm halfway there because I think like Komoto, I'm an overthinker. I'm critical on myself. So yeah, I judge myself. So I've learned to control my thoughts and not worry about what I cannot control. So yes, that has helped me a lot to remain positive, to stress less.
Drive 959 with Glenn.
Komoto and Skumba.
Monday to Friday, 3 to 6 p.m. If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.